There was a time many years ago when it was the U.S. that was looking for help with its security, right at its birth. We know the colonists got assistance from the French and Spanish, but not many people know that Russia also played a role in helping America win its independence from Britain. One of the few people who does know about this, of course, is the world's history guy, Chris Wolfe. Chris, what did Russia do?
Well, Carol, it's a fascinating story, of course, and Americans tend to forget that no man is an island. It's the same in diplomacy as it is in ordinary life. So there's a bunch of key moments where Russia made decisions that had a pretty severe impact on the American Revolution and its outcome.
So start at the beginning. What happened first?
Well, the thing, I guess you should back up a little bit and remember the principle of, remember Donald Rumsfeld going into Iraq saying you go to war with the army you have. That's kind of what happened to Britain in 1775. They stumbled into this war with America and they really didn't have an army that was ready for it. You know, the way you smash a revolution is to move swiftly and violently before the rebels can get organized. And so the Brits didn't really have the reserves of manpower to do that, but they had a lot of money. So what they did, they turned to Europe and said, hey, can we maybe get some troops from Europe to help us crush the Americans? And they turned first to Catherine the Great of Russia and requested 20,000 troops. So just imagine, you could have seen the Cossacks watering their ponies in the Charles River around the Siege of Boston.
So in the end, why didn't Russia give Britain the troops it needed to fight the Patriots here in America?
Well, I think basically it came down to the Russians believed it was in their interests to see Britain cut down to size rather than any temporary financial advantage they might get. Britain had become this big, powerful country swaggering through Europe following a very incoherent foreign policy, thinking it had so much money and so much power it could pretty much do whatever it liked. And this had alienated everybody in Europe. And so they decided to basically play England and strung them along with this false hope of sending them aid and in the end pulling the rug from under them.
Wow. So how did this affect the American Revolution?
So the Russian role here was really an indirect one. What it did by stringing along the Brits in the talks and then saying no, it really delayed the Brits in getting their act together and getting the troops that they needed to try and attack the American colonies, because then they had to give up with Russia and go turn to Germany to hire the troops and then get them shipped over. So really, there was about a 9-month delay from when the Russians could have arrived to when the Hessians actually arrived.
And so they just slowed down the
whole
thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the Americans were able to get much more organized, dig more defenses, get more arms and equipment ready to keep the struggle going.
Chris, you said there was a bunch of decisions by Russia that impacted America's Revolutionary War. Give us another example.
Well, if you turn to the year 1780, the war's at a stalemate, and both sides, France, Spain, and the Americans, are looking for new allies, and so are the Brits. The Brits try to bribe Russia again, this time with a colony, which is the colony of Minorca in the Mediterranean Sea. The Russians had long coveted the base in the Mediterranean, and the Russians are really tempted. This could have made a huge impact on the war. France and Spain could have been knocked out, and Britain could have then turned their full attention to the colonies. But what happens? The Brits mess it up. They decide to blink at the last minute during the negotiations, and they make the colossal misjudgment that they think they could win the whole thing on their own. They were kind of encouraged by news from the battlefield in the south and news from Paris that France was out of cash, and they really thought that France would fold on its own. What a mistake. Big league.
Any lessons from all this for today?
I think there's a bunch of lessons from all this. This is why I think history is so important. I mean, guess the first one would be that the drawing rooms of diplomats are just as important as raw military power in determining history and the outcomes of wars. Then look after your friends. Maintain your alliances. You never know when you're going to need help, like the Brits did in 1775. Trust your intelligence assessments. And then if you talk the talk, make sure you have the raw military power and the diplomatic backup to follow through. In other words, don't pick a fight you can't finish. The Brits picked a fight with the colonies and they weren't ready for it. So it's just stupid. And then I think perhaps the biggest takeaway for the 4th of July is to remember that the American Revolution was kind of won by what looks like a series of miracles. I mean, it's certainly something that the founding fathers recognized, acknowledged, and were thankful for.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolfe. Thanks a lot, Chris, and happy 4th.
You're welcome, Carol.